There's a time-tested tradition in political campaigns that the general election battles get underway around Labor Day. Media consultants would say it's not worth putting TV ads on, at least until the election is drawing close and voters are paying attention. WHYY's Dave Davies says that thinking has gone out the window in Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race.
Literally minutes after Democrat Katie McGinty claimed victory, Republican incumbent Pat Toomey issued a blistering press release attacking her personal integrity. TV ads followed within hours, and McGinty's allies have responded.
Katie McGinty makes government work for her, not for us.
Pat Toomey started his career as an investment banker, then a Wall Street wheeler dealer.
Why are we seeing ads 6 months before anybody can cast a vote for senator? Well, Toomey has a $9 million campaign fund, and Franklin and Marshall professor Stephen Medvick says Toomey has a chance to shape voter perceptions of his opponent early.
He might think that McGinty's undefined enough at this point that he can really define her and can frame this campaign from the very beginning of it.
So we see attacks like this, which is part of a $500,000 ad campaign from the Club for Growth.
Katie McGinty profited from the revolving door of government and politics. While working for the state, McGinty gave millions in grants to her husband's company.
Toomey spent 4 years running the Club for Growth after he left his congressional seat and before he ran for Senate. Medvick says it's interesting that the early shots at McGinty aren't the typical Republican attacks on Democrats as being irresponsible tax and spenders. He says this message taps the widespread voter anger that's been fueling the candidacies of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
It's a populist appeal. It's saying here's somebody who's an elite, who spent a lot of time in government, but when she wasn't in government, she was in the private sector, and she's been sort of benefiting from that, as they say, that revolving door.
Is it true McGinty gave millions in grants to her husband's company? No. There was a 2007 controversy about her department funding an environmental nonprofit, which her husband did consulting work for, and the State Ethics Commission said she should avoid any role in future grants. But her husband's earnings, less than $4,000, were a tiny fraction of the funding, which began under a Republican governor. It is true, as Toomey alleges, that after McGinty left the state, she had a paid board position with a company that had benefited from state grants. She says she's proud of the company she's worked with and notes she's gotten the support of environmental groups. McGinty's allies have answered the Toomey ads. There's one from the Public Employee Union, AFSCME, and this from the state Democratic Party.
But let's look at the real Pat Toomey. He was a Wall Street banker, making millions while making nothing. Then in Congress, Toomey carried water for Wall Street.
It's true Toomey worked in the financial sector before entering politics, and he has a different view of government regulation than Democrats. But Toomey says he opposed the bank bailout and other public subsidies to business. It's a subject certain to be debated further as the campaign unfolds. As for the volleys of negative ads, Medvick says we shouldn't assume they'll let up anytime soon.
Both campaigns are going to be well-funded, and I think in the fall, there's also going to be probably a lot of campaign spending at the presidential level. And so I think they figure the airwaves may be crowded and noisy. And so I think they think right now would be the time to get their message through.
There is one positive note in the ad blitz. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has one featuring former Eagle Vince Papale telling voters Toomey is a good guy. Dave Davies, WHYY News.